Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Troy Neal. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Livingstone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Milt Kyler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kevin Ritz. And now, play ball. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Livingstone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Livingstone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tettleton hits a fly ball into right field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive towards third. Livingstone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kreuter hits a line drive beyond second. Blankenship can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler hits a fly ball into left field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0 for 1 in the game. Brocious hits a line drive into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive beyond second. Blankenship can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Fielder moves to second. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Livingstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship is hit by the pitch. Weiss moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Kreuter and he is out, Freiman applying the tag. Weiss moves to third. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kreuter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Kyler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Freiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freiman hits a line drive beyond third. Lansford can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kyler scores. Phillips moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Freiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Livingstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Livingstone hits a fly ball into left field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kiler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kiler bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0 for 2 in the game. Brocious hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. John Doherty now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiss moves to third. Brown moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vince Horsman now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Horsman fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman is hit by the pitch. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fielder strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Fryman moves to second. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Livingstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Munoz now pitching. Mike Bordick pinch hits for Troy Neal. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Munoz, and towards Fryman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing left field. Mike Bordick now playing second base. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground for a single. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kreuter bunts towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreuter for the out. Carrion moves to second. 1 out. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kiler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiler strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Gladden now playing left field. Mike Henman now pitching. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Scott Brosius. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive for a single. Eric Fox pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Kreuter and he is out, Fryman applying the tag. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.